Now, you'll remember him for his trademark hats and his calm way in dealing with a crisis. I'm talking about former Eskom chairperson Jabo Mabuza. He passed away yesterday as a result of COVID-19 complications. He leaves his wife, he leaves his three children. Now, Mabuza was previously the group CEO of Soho Sun Holdings Limited, is also the president of Business Unity South Africa. The list goes on and goes on, and general shock throughout the entire business community. On the line is the president of the Black Business Council, Sandile Zungu. Sandile, hi, good afternoon. Good to have you on the Midday Report. Very, very sad times.
Thank you for having me on Media Report, and good afternoon to listeners. Very sad times indeed. We will never have been prepared for the day when Jabo Mabuza is no more. Larger-than-life character, socially in business, a great erudite man, flamboyant, and his immense contribution to South Africa, to the economy of this country, is one of the things that we're dearly missing for. He was never shy to roll up his sleeves, throw his shoulder on the wheel, and open himself up for abuse while just in service to the country. A great patriot.
It's interesting that you say that. And I remember those Eskom press conferences with Pravin Gordhan there. And he seemed to be in the middle of the storm, but he was fine. He would just hold his own. That was very impressive.
Eskom is the middle of the storm. That's why we are always supportive of people who, you know, are able to respond when they are pointed at to come and make a contribution. Sometimes it seems thankless because it never ends in anything but in tears. So we encouraged Jabo to just soldier on, even when he was displaying signs of just not enjoying the assignment. But it was important that we had eminent personalities prepared to go in there, because energy security is very critical to our industrial development. It is very critical to this economy of South Africa. And there's no question about it. It's a mammoth task. And Jabo was prepared to get in the coal face, as it were, and get his hands dirty. And he did.
Yeah. Thinking about who he was, and you've spoken about a few memories, you've spoken about him coming to you for advice, saying this is a poison chalice even, I think Eskom is. Take us through one or two of your other memories of Jabo Mabuza.
Well, he will be remembered as one of the personalities that gave character to the tax industry. When the industry became, you know, formalized in a rudimentary manner, I must add, Jabo was its visible face in the early 1980s. At the time, the organization was called South African Black Tax Association, SABTA, which was a predecessor to SANTACO. Jabo was the face, together with people like James Nnoya, in the Devon townships, where I grew up, and where the industry really took firm roots. Jabo was a face. He obviously outgrew that, and he was involved in organizations like FABCOS, which was an equivalent of NAFCOC, and a critical member in the formation of the Black Business Council as you know it today. And Jabo was in the thick of things. And you'll also remember that for the longest time, Telkom was a hell of an organization. And it's not so long ago that the then Minister Tshwele, and the President Zuma, appointed Jabo to be chairman of Telkom. And with the appointment of Sipho Maseko, the fortunes of Telkom took a turn for the good. His signature and his fingerprints on the turnaround of Telkom are all too visible. So he's a person that was involved in the formation of Tsokhosan. Tsokhosan pre-1986. I don't think it existed. 96, rather. With the awarding of the licenses to, for example, the Monte Cassino, you then began to see Tsokhosan begin to achieve prominence. And who was behind it? Jabu Mabuza.
Sure. Wow.
And now, recently, he was brought in to lead Net One, and he's also involved with Sun International. And I've got no doubt that in the fullness of time, those two organizations will have begun to pump at the highest level with Jabu's leadership.
We really are going to miss him. A giant has fallen, to coin a phrase, Sandile Zungu, president of the Black Business Council. Thank you for the memories on the Midday Report. Like I said, shock with that news coming through yesterday. Well, the Midday Report has also spoken to Eskom about what has happened, and spokesperson Sikonathi Mantshantsha had this to say.
Eskom wishes to convey heartfelt condolences on the untimely passing of Jabu Mabuza, the former chairman of Eskom. Mr. Mabuza led Eskom during one of the most difficult periods in the organization's history. He was an exemplary leader and an advocate for clean governance. We are grateful for his service at Eskom and salute him for his enormous contribution to our country. His legacy will live on. Great strides were made during his tenure in addressing the many allegations of financial mismanagement and a myriad of issues related to lapses in governance processes and other internal controls within the organization. These efforts resulted in the stabilization of Eskom, improving investor and public confidence, and laying a solid foundation for the organization's turnaround.